This book is about stillness. What it is, how you can find it, where it hides itself, why it is necessary to your life. It is a beginner's guide, because with stillness, no experience is necessary. Besides, you are always a beginner. When stillness is present, there truly is nothing to do and nowhere to go. This book is also about learning to appreciate wandering or meandering along life's pathways. It does not contain 6 easy steps to wisdom and immortality. Rather, it offers a way to approach your journey, which you then create and discover on your own with help. On this journey, you often cannot see what is around the next bend. But if you show up, it can be a journey of curiosity, wonder, and more life. You may come to agree with Tolkien's words, "All who wander are not lost." The experience and practice of stillness has helped me see the outer aspects of my life in a gentler and kinder way. Thus, I have become less discontent and fearful, and I experience more joy and contentment in my life. This may not seem like much, but it is mine. However, this does not mean I am fearless, doubtless, anxiety-free, or without confusion. On the contrary, I am also challenged, clumsy, and frail in particular areas of my life. But when stillness is part of the picture, the relentless change that makes up my life is embraced in a different way. I think about those from whom I've learned much. The Dalai Lama, Eckhart Tolle, Saint Thérèse of Lisieux, Thich Nhat Hanh, Thomas Merton, and other Buddhist and Taoist writers, some who wrote centuries ago. Then there are the students who have written reflection papers in my university courses for the past 30 years. They have expressed their wisdom in words that have inspired, consoled, and made me feel that they are kindred spirits on this journey to life. And so, while I had some initial hesitation in publishing this book, I now feel free to add my voice to this chorus of expression with something that reflects my own combination of insights and life story. I also wanted to share this with a wider audience, because in my observation, there aren't so many books on stillness. So why should there be yet another book on the spiritual life? The simple answer is that navigating this journey of life is incredibly challenging, and I feel a strong desire to share whatever modest insights I have gained along the way in the hope that they are of benefit to others. You and I are faced with overwhelming global issues, including the unstable world economy, climate change, and various actual and possible military conflicts. We all need a practical and personal way to be quiet, to rest, and to observe. That way comes from reminding ourselves regularly that we have access to stillness. We need to learn how to be with change and to quietly sit with the painful and unpleasant. I have come to experience and respect stillness in 3 ways: through personal experience, through a particular spiritual tradition, and through my profession as a gerontology professor. Over the years, each way has helped to deepen my understanding of the others.